Hey, and we are back this Monday, April the 26th. This is 2010, Rust is Dark, Shadow of the Darkness, .net on the web. Events as precursors to the coming chaos. This is the live radio show that, has been given to us. And we've been seeking to communicate to you, thousands of you. And we did have two nights off last week, but we were able to give one Wednesday night last week. A pre-recorded show, and then we had a Friday night special show that we released. But during this week, we have a topic again called Events as Precursors to the Coming Chaos. Now, listen, everybody knows that we've been talking about what I believe millions, if not billions, feel, that sense of coming chaos in the air and in the politic, in the, the idea of war and bloodshed and everything breaking out. But something's wrong. Something's coming down the pike. Tonight it's Monday. Tonight it's, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we've got you with us for about 1 hour. And we're going to trust that we have a moment of, God's providence. Tonight's particular issue that we're going to deal with in this series is, simply the title, 5 million Satanic Rituals in the United States of America and Growing. You want me to say it again? 5 million Satanic Rituals in the United States and Growing. We were taken into another state, and I shared this at the conference this last week. Driving down into a ritual site deep into the woods, far away from everybody else, we came to a ritual site that had the black mass indicator, power cones that were marked and etched on trees, a number of other symbols, dark satanic symbols. Well, we drove into the area and we got out of the car. We were there to look for bones, dig them up and bring them back, and any other evidences concerning that ritual site. Now, when I did this with a team of ours, we had with us was a very, very powerful, you can call him a chosen one, a Babylon working baby, a Satanist, a real Luciferian that engaged the powers, received the powers, conjured the powers, operated in those powers, and knew how to send those powers. Well, and so did the group that she was connected with. Very, very, very large and broad group. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now that most of America has no idea. Some will be very skeptical. And even at the conference, as I brought about the stats and gave the information, there were some that were very skeptical. But I'm going to tell you tonight, this week, events as precursors to the coming chaos. And I'm going to tell you right now that tonight, the topic or the title, 500 million satanic rituals in the U.S. and growing. Now, another time, we engaged a young girl in a psychiatric unit. We led her to Christ. We just got back from Southern Ohio, a police academy, where training on occult crimes and advanced satanic and occult crimes, we just came from. And we were sitting at home waiting there just by the phone and watching some television. And the phone rings and individual calls about the young girl. She's going to burn herself in a ritual, douse herself in gas, light it, and burn herself up in a ritual of the flames to prove her love for her mother, is what the stepmother is telling me. So I go to the psych ward and we engage the young girl. We lead her to Christ. We begin to work with her. Yes, there are demons. Yes, there's demonic presence. Yes, it goes deeper and broader than just the young girl. She wanted for us to help her to find books so that she could learn to do deep, dark rituals, so that she could raise powers to protect herself and go against her mother. Her mother, a mother of darkness. Her mother, a deep and dark, very dark occultist. I'd been in that home. I've been in that home. And the presence of demonic power, presence, stench was thick. thick throughout the house. We've engaged. We were helping the young girl get away. We were helping the young girl get out of the coven. We had been taken to a ritual site 25 miles south of here, and there where she remembered what occurred to her, and the men in black robes and the candles and the chanting and the sounds and the sexual abuse and the presence of dark entities. We began to get calls at our house, phone calls with some kind of language. Some called it Enochian chants. We didn't know for sure what the language was, but it was a ritual-type language. We'd answer the phone, and all that was played was this ritual language. We were told by the others involved that it was we were being cursed, that they were summoning demons, that they were sending spirits. A lot of strange things began to occur. These were not the first and the last engagements of ritual sites where blood was shed or ritual chants that were spoken over the phone again and again and again for years and years and years. This would occur as we engaged the undergrounders, the underbelly, that which operates under a supranatural satanic secrecy. Deep, deep, deep into that supernaturally cloaked side are hundreds of thousands and thousands upon thousands of rituals that have been done, that are going on. You see, they cannot advance the cause. They cannot bring forth this satanic agenda without the powers. And I'm going to tell you bluntly and squarely right now that not only are the powers in the air and the people on land, in objects, and not only are millions feeling in the air this ominous presence, but we're getting closer and closer to what the Bible speaks about in the last of the last days, the great chaos, the Antichrist, the New World Order that will masquerade will bring the greatest unprecedented, unequaled destruction in human history. Now, for those listening right now that are involved in the dark side, we're glad that you're here to listen, to be engaged, to those who have done the rituals and have sent the spirits, to those that are skeptics, to believers in Christ out there that have been listening. Listen, we're glad that you're here. Let me tell you about another one. Engaged with the ancient brotherhood and helping undergrounders, Satanists, SRAs getting out, hiding them out, extracting them, moving them to places. Constantly we learned by engagement how they operated and what they did to find those that were trying to get out. Their powers are real. Their abilities to raise the demons are there. The presence of these demons and the powers are within these leaders. If you're a believer in Christ and you understand the idea of the power of the Spirit of God, the work of the Holy Spirit, charismatic giftings, then you've got to understand the counterfeit. You've got to understand that the powers are real. Today, we must engage biblical revelation and look at it squarely if we claim to be Bible-believing, believers in Christ. Thousands and thousands of you are those that believe in the Scriptures very clearly, squarely. And I'm going to bring some things out that are going to tell you of what God has recorded to give the examples to show us, both past and in the future. But it's right now, the precursors of the coming chaos. All around us right now. Listen, I get a letter in the mail. This has happened many times. But one of these letters I open up just automatically, and there it is, a picture that somebody had drawn and colored, and it was red background, black cloak, a man in a cloak, like a satanic hood and clothing, looking down. They're holding a baby. There the baby was cut and blood was coming from the child. Marked across the portion of this picture was, "This blood's for you." It was out of the ancient brotherhood that we were told by those which seem to want to get out of this group that they had done a child sacrifice on our behalf. We got a phone call where some kind of instrument was used to disguise the voice. Again and again, this would happen. Rituals would be done. We would go to ritual sites. We would dig up bones. We would find artifacts. We would find the altars. We would find bones. We would find athame, candles, and symbols. And we would sense the dark presence, the demons that danced in the midst of the rituals done. Now, we don't have time today to tell you that what we've done to engage, and that's in the series that we've got going on right now called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. One of the most important series I think we're engaged in right now. I'm bringing out this session today, Monday the 26th of April, because of the conference in Nashville that we just got back from. It was the first time that I unleashed the stats, statistics concerning the possibilities of the levels of satanic rituals in the United States. Everybody's wondering why the political policies and ideologies are shifting to globalism and seem to be even antichrist in some of what is being proposed. What we're going to talk about here is the spiritual presence and power being manifest behind the developments. And America is engaged. It is a spiritual battle. It is a spiritual war. And it is here where there are, well, millions and millions and millions of believers in Christ. And thousands of you that are listening to this now. And thousands of you that will listen to the archives. I simply call upon you in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. May the Spirit of God engage all of us as believers in Christ to understand that Jesus taught that the dark side works in the night, in the darkness. That the Word of God reveals that it is a supernatural secret power of lawlessness. That unless from time to time little bits of information comes out from those that have gotten out, we're talking probably 1%, 99% still bathed in satanic supernatural power and secrecy. What I'm about to tell you in this session tonight is the lowest level of statistics that I think I could possibly give. I'm going to say that right now there may be skeptics, and I'm going to urge you to take time to think through, pray through, look at the scriptures that I give you, and consider how we arrive at the statistics that there has been over the last 30 to 40 years or so, at the very least, 500 million satanic rituals in the United States of America, and it's growing. Unprecedented demonic possession, unprecedented demonic interaction, unprecedented demonic spirit guides guiding people to write doctrines of demons and engage spiritual experiences that are in direct opposition to Christ and aid the coming Antichrist. If you're new tonight, this is Russ Dizdar. This is a live radio presentation. In the live radio presentations, we take time to welcome and give news and give updates. In the series that we are doing right now, The Rise of Homo Satanas, ESP versus HSP, Psy Wars, and the most important one ever, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Now, those are the broadcasts that are in teaching form, each about 1 hour long. And listen, on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, there are literally now hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those kind of teachings. That is the Spirit of God's compelling call and the doors that have been opened for us to do our part in bringing exposure to the dark side, Ephesians 5, to, in light of this present darkness, get a grip of what is the most important thing that we must do. So let me take about 5 minutes, 6 minutes here to give a welcome, to give some news, to give an update. Then we will get into the body of the message tonight. The body of the message being, in this topic for the week, events as precursors to the coming chaos. Tonight, Monday, April 26th, 500 million satanic rituals in the United States and growing. Let me say welcome to all those who've come from the Nashville Conference, and from Mansfield, and from St. Louis, and from Michigan. And it is incredibly a great, great, great weekend that we are coming off the back of. We have just returned from Nashville, 2 a.m. in the morning. We were down there since late Wednesday, and we were engaged in what Tom Dunn had put together concerning a conference called the Last Days Conference. And there was Lynn Marzulli, and there was Joe Jordan, there was Guy Malone, there was Chris White, there was Tom Bonick, there was Chris Pinto, and Michael Bennett, Dr. Michael Bennett from Future Quake. There was Derek Gilbert from PID Radio, arranging everything, and what a great work he did in giving devotions and a word of God prior to all those speakers. And I want to say that it was an incredible time, and there were so many of you. The word that Tom Dunn gave was that people came from over 22 states and Canada to Nashville. And there's going to be more, no doubt, and we are more than eager to get to your church, to get to your area, to do conferences wherever. It is without question that the overwhelming response was everybody wants more, they want to hear more, they want more information, they want the cutting-edge stuff, they don't want anything to be watered down. So I get a letter today. I read the beginning of it, it's to me, and I read the beginning of it, and I'll go through that part. But now, quote, listen, this is what this one individual said, and it really sums up what a lot of others have said and others have written. Quote, here's what Paul from Texas says, I'm praying that God will strengthen me in the Holy Spirit so I too can share the gospel with the love and gentleness that you all and all the other speakers had. I've grown up going to church all my life, but I have never experienced the love of God or the kindness that was expressed this weekend. Thank you. I pray for you and your family's peace and safety as often as it comes to mind. Once again, thank you. Now listen, it was a great weekend, and though there might have been those who did rituals or did their powers to, you know, concerning it, maybe a couple of those that have come to infiltrate, do recon and see, no problem there. The great news is those messages and speakers that spoke, well, the truth came out in the conference. On the last days, an individual man raises his hand and wants to receive Christ as Savior and Lord. He's prayed with right then and there to receive Christ, and people are ministering to him. He comes into the conference, and others there in the area from Nashville met him, and they're going to follow up. And later on that night, three were baptized, and a great, great night for Bob and Ben and Tim. And I One of those that got baptized come running back from the hotel into the conference room, all wet, just to give me a hug, just as excited as could be. And so many others got prayed for, and ministry occurred. But I want you to know that if you're from Nashville in the conferences and you're going through and thinking through all, listen, so many things to think through. And the session that I did on Friday concerning the satanic ritual issue, I'm summing up right here tonight, and want to bring out again the stats to engage even more individuals. So by the providence of God, if you're listening tonight or later in the archives, some of you that have felt, and I would encourage you, if you feel led, send the links, the MP3s, to friends, to those who are SRA, MPD, DID, you know all the terminology, to the subpersonalities, to those reconning, to those that may have even raised dark powers to shield yourself, dark powers that are on your rings, amulets around your neck, in your home and buried in the ground outside your home. All about what you feel is protection and enabling you with more and more power. I have no doubt by the providence of God, as before, so now, there will be some. You're here for one reason, but God has you here to engage you. So I want to say welcome to all of you. It is God's will that none would perish, but that all would come to metanoia, to repentance, to change. And what a change that could be in anyone's life that turns to the living Christ in the power of God, a blood that really is pure, sinless. The blood of God in Christ on the cross, the death, the resurrection, and every demon on any person knows, fears, shudders at the name Jesus Christus, Jesus Christ. They know. Even if the skeptics are not sure, the demons know, and they are sure. Everything in biblical literature teaches us that there is a progression, that there is a evolution of the satanic agenda. And in that evolution of a satanic agenda, there is what is needed. For the church, prayers, thousands and thousands and thousands of churches gathered Sunday, and prayers were expressed, and millions of believers in Christ. You know, if they're having their daily devotions and they're going to God in prayer, we all understand that, but please understand the sheer numbers on the other side. As we engage that, listen, some of the news right now is simply this, that if you take a look at shatterthedarkness.net, you're going to see some of the new stuff that's put up. There's a PDF file for the notes on session number one in Nashville. We are also now going to do a separate one-hour session called the Philip Factor. For any and all those who have attended the conferences, so again, right on the front page, right going down the middle column, you'll see where daily and weekly update MP3 messages, news, and coming events are listed. So keep your eyes on that each day and take a look at the new things being put up. And for all believers in Christ, the Philip Factor literally is for you. So many want to know what to do in light of the massive information. Now listen, there are those that live in the dark. I'm talking about believers that don't want to know. There are those at the conference that didn't want to know some of the information. They didn't want to know. There are those that have never, ever, ever heard a sermon based on 2 Kings 21, 22, 2 Kings chapter 3, Ezekiel 8, or Revelation 16, all of which deals with massive satanic rituals, the real powers, blood that was shed, children that were killed, weaponization of dark powers used to defeat Israel. All of this is in the biblical revelation, and if you are a believer in Christ, maybe now we understand why it takes the power of God at the cross. The defeat of the dark side is found in Christ. The release, power over demons, power over and free from sin in Christ and his blood in salvation. There's power needed for salvation, needed for service, needed in prayer. There's even power in the Word of God. It is able to penetrate and go into hearts and minds and to bring a convincing and be operative so that God can communicate. So as you and I are engaged in this 1 hour that we have together, listen. The events that are going on in the last 30, 40 years, the events going on this week, which involves a week of high-level rituals, if you understand Beltane, if you understand Walpurgis Night, if you understand the massive rituals Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you understand the preparatory rituals that are going to be done even tonight. I mean, here's where, again, across the board, the overwhelming majority of America doesn't know. The overwhelming majority of believers in Christ do not know, even though God says to the body of Christ, expose evil deeds of darkness. And we're to be alert. When Paul says in 2 Corinthians about being not being unaware of the devil's schemes, that the devil might outwit us, that is a good thing. You know, listen, as millions are outwitted and unaware, please understand, by God's providence, by God's divine appointment, you will be here, and you're listening, if you're listening to this session, to a session I believe the Spirit of God urgently wants out for the body of Christ to understand so that we can respond. There is great prayerlessness in the body of Christ. There is great prayerlessness in the gatherings of the believers on Sunday morning at your church on Sunday. In the opening prayer, the prayer at the offering, the prayer later on, the closing prayer, you might be able to accumulate 50, 60 seconds worth of prayer that has been done on a total level. Most Christians listening to me right now did not gather on a Sunday morning or whenever you gather this week. Most did not have 35 minutes of intensive intercessory prayer by the entire congregation, whether that's 100 or 10,000. Acts chapter 4, where they raised their voices together to God in prayer. They prayed, quoting scripture, they prayed collectively together. They prayed in the power of the Spirit of God. They prayed concerning the immediate threats. They prayed and sought God so that instead of being suppressed and silenced, they wanted God to grant them boldness. Right then, right there. And in the midst of the intensity of the prayers, in that praying church, in that fierce prayer of the early church, came the expressed dunamis of God. The power of God was unleashed. They were clothed, refilled with the Spirit of the Lord again, and the building, because of the demonstrative manifestation of the power of God, the building they were in literally shook. The results, as always in the book of Acts, is that they were ushered out by the Spirit of God to preach the Word of God, to evangelize. Reading the next chapter, people get saved, people get healed, people get delivered. Satan does try to battle back in. Ananias, Sapphira, Satan tries to infiltrate. Peter, by the Spirit of God, word of knowledge, discernment, sees it all. Look at the engagement. The church is a supernatural entity on the earth indwelt by God, empowered, and is involved in a clash of the ages. I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. Those are the words of Christ. Now listen, the rest of unsaved America or Canada or the rest of the world, they're not going to understand the battle. And the sad thing is that millions of believers in Christ, they do not understand or engage, and many are defeated in the context of this spiritual battle because they don't even know what's going on. So when I tell you these stats today, and I'm going to tell you that with every ounce of my being, not only do I believe this, have been engaged for over 25 years directly into this, but we have felt the dark powers, we have listened to them coming through individuals, screaming at us, yelling at us, mocking God. We have felt the powers of hell. We have felt what satanic ritual warfare is like. I'm going to tell you that the supernatural masquerading spirits of the New Age, the seducing spirits, are literally counterfeiting, seducing, deceiving, as foretold, millions and millions of people. That's part of the precursors, the evolutionary development of satanic presence, demonic presence in lives, masquerading as New Age translucent spirits, spirit guides, alien beings, voices so that people can channel or engage in remote viewing and psychic, you know, operations. There's all kinds of powers that are being displayed in that level where they are presenting themselves in a transfiguring. It's the Greek word used there when it refers to Satan having the power to masquerade as an angel of light. A supernatural ability to morph and to make themselves seem like something else. Ancient masters, the Great White Brotherhood, Grandma or Uncle John, the dead. And it burns my britches that so many millions are deceived. It burns my britches that the church is not supernaturally, demonstratively, showing the powers of the coming age of God in Christ. You see, the world has no ability to cut through the satanic masquerade. Not in military, we've seen that. Not in the New Age. Across the board, if your spirit is dead to God and you're opening up to any kind of spiritual experience, let me tell you something right now, that it's most likely in this supernatural vast deception, you don't have anything superior to cut through the mask, what it really is, the voices, the experience, the events, the presence that is felt while reading doctrines inspired by those New Age spirits. But it all goes much deeper and darker. The upper level fluff of massive spiritual but lethal deception. It's all about preoccupying, distracting, and even using individuals while hell rages in the theft of your soul. You see, Jesus taught a parable about how the dark side will come to steal the word of God, the communication of God from your heart, so that you cannot be saved. It's a very clear revelation that Jesus teaches in a parable how the dark side not only fights to bring a substitute to preoccupy, but to seek to steal The very communication of God that enables a person to see and then believe in the living Christ. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Satan seeks to steal the word of God right out of a person's heart or life. And if you're listening to me now as a Satanist, as a real Luciferian, there at the Vatican, there in Italy, where 8,000 different satanic groups are listed, with 660,000 members. What I'm about to tell you is just maybe a 5% breaking into or under the surface of these deep and dark satanic waters. Now, if you're a believer in Christ and you've been reading all of Scripture, not just selected Scripture, all of Scripture, then you know that the dark side is vast and big and powerful, both in a sense of here on the earth and in the air, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now operative supernaturally in those who are disobedient. The secret power of lawlessness, 2 Thessalonians 2. I mean, listen, there is no end of days. There is no Antichrist. There is no abyss. There is no Armageddon. There is no clash without real satanic presence that emanates and releases the satanic energy, powers, counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, and events. Oh, they are all over the place. They are consuming the United States and the rest of the world and the precursors towards a coming chaos that will bring a collapse that only broadens the door in almost a multinational ritual that will cause a flood of demonic presence. I mean, truly, when I say the Antichrist will come in on the wave of chaos, or off the wave of chaos, it's the idea of off the wave of the powers that are brought through during that time. And literally, Antichrist comes with a supernatural covering and releasing. And no wonder the world will fall. Did you hear me? The world will fall. God has already given the revelation. Revelation 12, the ancient dragon who seeks to lead the whole world astray. Revelation 19:19, he did. He does. Now, this moment in history, you and I are here together, and question is, what do you believe? What do you know? What are you prepared for? If you don't even know Jesus Christ, I beckon you, I urge you to read the Gospel of John, that the living Christ is prepared right now and summons you to come, give your heart, come home to God. His power, presence, life, love, forgiveness, and the gift of eternal life can come into your life. Do you have something better than that? Do you think you can get to heaven on your own? And if you've gripped the dark side, if you're a victim of the satanic ritual abuse that millions more are hearing about, then let's take a look at the stats. Just a few of the statistics. And by the way, during the live show, you can write into us at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. I want to say again, for many of those who are not only coming off the Nashville conference, but have written in since and that have requested the newsletter will go out sometime tomorrow for the end of April. I'm going to be displaying in there this issue again of this is a week of major satanic rituals all over Europe, all over England, United States, Canada, all over the world, really. And I know that there's going to be those that simply are going to sit back and you're just going to wonder. So let me give you four things first before I go into the numbers. Number one If you want to, go back to 2 Kings chapter 21, 22. And you can look at how Manasseh opened the door to the starry host. It all seems to come as light-level New Age spirituality. And then he gets broader and darker, and he keeps seeking anything and everything, and he opens the doors in the city of God, to the temple of God. It is as though nobody stands up opposed to this, and that the entire city, area, nation, literally is inundated, gives way, because darkness is operative, because they don't sit there waiting for the end of days. They're helping to create it. They're part of that which creates it. There is no bed, no sleeping in hell. The dark side's operating agenda is moving forward, and it only moves forward by real manifested powers, and those powers must have doorways to come through. And we've come to learn that satanic rituals where blood is shed and humans are used is the primary and most powerful, if not quickest, way to bring the demonic from that side to this side. So when you take a look at 2 Kings 21, 22, and 23, the story of Manasseh going as far as sacrificing his own child. The temple of God is invaded, and occult symbols are on the doors, and they're making occult objects inside the temple. It is as though the city, the nation, the temple of God had all been taken over due to the silence of the believers. Silence. So listen, believers, if you want to give the devil room, if you want him to take more of your family line, your neighborhood, and your city, and your nation, then sit there and watch television with no prayers, and be a Laodicean. But how could you? Why would you? How empty, how vain, a world of regret for the backslidden, carnal believer in Christ. Hypocrisy is not only shame, but what could have been in the life of one believer. What could have been in your life as a man or woman of God with fierce prayer, passionate evangelism, and powerful influence for God. But where believers have been suppressed and silenced, where believers live and operate in fear, they have no testimony of the power and the presence of God. They have no testimony of leading individuals to Christ who are filled with joy and are crying for the joy of the Lord because of God's grace in their life. Do you have any testimonies of power of God, of answers of prayer, of salvation of souls, of invading your city for Christ, of engaging the dark side and in the name of Jesus Christ, winning? 2 Kings chapter 21, 22, 23. It's all about satanic rituals. God says, you know what God says about that city, about that nation, about that place? Innocent blood was shed from one side of the nation to the other. One side to the other. One side to the other. One side to the other. God gave the report, maybe because nobody else would. God gave the report because maybe nobody else would open their eyes and look and see and fight Let me give you 2 Kings 3. The Moabites and the king. Israel is battling a demonized nation. The demonized nation sends out 700 soldiers, and they can't advance. The king, desperately in a satanic ritual, sacrifices his own son, blood on the city wall, to summon the powers that came on the Moabite soldiers to enrage them with supernatural strength, and they defeated Israel. The weaponization of dark powers is not only a past reality, it is a present reality. It was a Nazi reality. It is a current globalist vision, dream. Predicted in biblical prophecy in Revelation 19:19. Yes, the world's future super soldier will be entirely linked to demonic force by God's timing and providence. I would pray that any soldier listening now would know not to enter into projects, psi warfare, mind control, anything that is some kind of a mark that gives you or releases into you a presence, a power, an energy, and nobody's telling you what it is. Well, the energy is connected to an entity, demonic, fierce, and seeking the vessels that will be used in the end. Now, let me give you another one. Someone came up to me at the conference this last week, and they said, Russ, what about satanic rituals? Didn't the FBI find that there was really no major issue in this area a number of years ago? And I said, if you're referring to the guy named Lanning who sat in a office with a telephone and called around and came up with an FBI report saying there most likely isn't broad satanic ritual abuse, then listen, if you want to go with that kind of report, that's up to you. Let me tell you what law enforcement had to do in the 80s and 90s. Almost every department across the United States developed cult crime specialists, satanic occult crimes training in academies everywhere, law enforcement books written on occult and satanic crimes. Go read Tom Wedge, law enforcement agent, wrote the book The Satan Hunter, used in police academy training all over, along with Tony Kall's book, A Cop's Guide to Investigating Occult and Satanic Crimes. And you can find others. You can find others. I just found on the web right now that this weekend there's a conference going on, I believe, down in Virginia that deals with, again, exposure and looks like a law enforcement orientation to Satanism and ritual crime and ritual sites. We can go over the statistics if you want to concerning the rise of popular Satanism. You know, the Anton LaVey style. You know, in the late 1960s, how long ago was that? Over 40 years ago when the Satanic Bible was released. And that is a light level thing compared to the other darker, more direct oriented literature pieces that are out. The second largest proliferation of occult literature in human history, according to the occult historian James Webb, was released in the United States in the 1960s. What once used to be very obscure ritual books, materials that held the ancient rituals that summoned the dark powers to be used for self, for transference, to be raised in attacking, sending them out to attack their enemies, or to be released into the air, to the culture. Well, those rituals, by the hundreds of thousands of websites, are plastered worldwide. I won't even give the websites out. But all of the deepest and the darkest ones that deal with death rituals, destruction rituals, blood rituals, sex rituals, everything you can think of. Listen, if you have not looked at the background of Crowley and Crowleyan, right now, right here, the ritual levels that are being done, those involved. Listen, we can go to the popular Satanists, we can go to traditional Satanism, we can go to the psycho Satanists like Richard Ramirez. We can go to Wicca, to pagans, to druids. We can go across the board in the United States. The numbers have doubled, tripled, quadrupled, unbelievable levels, and all of those will involve some form of ritual, some form of opening doors to spirits. But that's not the worst of it. You can take a look at Santeria, Palomaomi, the Abakwa. You can take a look at the drug runners from South America that are using satanically oriented priests and priestesses to raise the powers of Santa Murti and others, and look to the Orishas and seek the favor of the demon gods for their drug trade and cloaking themselves and use against law enforcement. I would say that you got to be nuts if you don't believe that satanic powers can be operative, summoned, sent, and operative against law enforcement and even militaries. If you're somebody that says you believe the Bible, then you're going to need to go back again to 2 Kings and read about it in 21, 22. Read about it in chapter 3. Take a look at how the powers were raised and what the powers were used for. Part of the issue here is not a matter of whether it's there or it's not there. It's a matter of whether people want to purposely close their eyes. There were millions upon millions that did not believe. Did not believe, could not conceive that the Nazis created death camps, hoarded hundreds of thousands, millions of people. Nobody knew that millions of people were being taken to the death camps and that hundreds of thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands were being killed, being shoveled into ovens, being burnt, being stacked 10 foot high. So I would simply say that it's going to have to take believers who are open to God and willing to listen and look at biblical revelation, both past, present, and the future of what God says is going to happen. What I'm telling you right now, that the most powerful way for the satanic agenda to have manifest power, to advance its cause, to bring about chaos, to deceive millions and billions, to bring the Antichrist, to eventually open the abyss, and then get to Armageddon. Armageddon is going to occur based on the ritual release of satanic powers to gather the kings and bring them there. The last day of future human, fallen human history is a day where the pinnacle of satanic powers released in ritual format, a global spiritual release. Do we have any idea whatsoever? Jesus speaks about it and warns. You see, I've come to believe all the prophecies give us the accurate, infallible facts of what God is doing, what Satan is doing, what mankind is doing in the midst, what really is going to happen. I go to Ezekiel 8, and when I read this, and my wife and I on our drive back from the Nashville conference, I had a CD of the book of Ezekiel, and we were listening from beginning, and listening to it like that is amazing. You can read it so many times, but to listen, the nation there had become so deeply surrendered to satanic rituals, the high places were being built everywhere. I mean, are we that nuts to believe that it would never happen again? that all those high places and satanic places and rituals and human sacrifices and tribes and nations that were deeply in to the blood and guts of human sacrifice and the raising of powers, that it would all just go away? Listen, 2012ers should understand that the Mayans are very similar, and the Aztecs and others, very similar to the Old Testament, where the concept of the Nephilim and the vast demonic rituals that involved vast, vast human sacrifice. I hear all these pleasant little stories of, you know, of the Mayan spirituality, which is nothing but a bunch of bunk, lies, and cover-ups. Italian archaeologists and others are pouring out the facts that maybe 50 to 70,000 human sacrifices were occurring in the last few years of the Mayan civilization. You wonder why God shut it down? It involved preserving future human life. Because you and I don't understand this insatiable, driving, demonic, dark force that is operative and doesn't go away. Not until God ends it in the end. And every time mankind opens the door, whether individual, a family, a city like Samaria, like Nineveh, like, well, so many in the past, like the Bohemian Grove in the summoning of powers to release those powers to influence world leaders. You've got to be absolutely ignorant to occult understanding of ritual when you look at this so-called cremation of care and those that have been there as unwittings or wittings, who knows? But the powers were released on them and have been for years and years. And believers all across America should be praying against the powers of darkness there at Bohemian Grove. We should be praying for God to strike the area, to expose, to save, and rescue the victims, and to show what has really been going on. There's a spiritual war. And the dark side's power is to operate in supernaturally laced secrecy. Check it out, Ezekiel chapter 8. He doesn't even know what's going on in a nation that has gone off to the high places. God takes Ezekiel and leads him to a cave, supernaturally opens the door and shows him the ancient serpent worship that had been going on. God will show you. God will open the door. Will there be a believer that stands up in their city? Listen, go to shatterthedarkness.net. Get the series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. It's free. Don't sit in the darkness.